It took a come-from-behind victory, but Brad Jacobs and his team from the Community First Curling Center locally advanced to the playoff round of this weekend's STU Sells Oakville Tankard, trailing 4-1 through four ends. The Jacobs rink scored in three of the final four ends to beat Matt Dunstone of Regina, Sask, 6-5 Saturday evening to remain unbeaten in the triple knockout event. The Jacobs rink, which includes third Mark Kennedy, second E.J. Harndon, and lead Ryan Harndon, sit at 3-0 heading into Sunday and joins Bruce Mowat of Scotland as the first two teams to clinch playoff spots in the tournament. After Jacobs opened the scoring in the first end, Dunstone blanked the second and scored a pair in the third to take the lead. Dunstone pulled ahead further thanks to a steal of two in the fourth end. Jacobs pulled to within one in the fifth and tied the game thanks to a steal of one in the sixth before taking the lead with a steal of two more in the seventh. After a win on opening day over Edmonton's Karsten Sturmey, the Jacobs rink opened action on Saturday with an 8-3 win over Corey Dropkin of Duluth, Minnesota. In the morning draw, the teams traded deuces in the opening two ends with Jacobs opening the scoring before Dropkin got two right back in the second end. Jacobs proceeded to take the lead for good with another pair in the third end before increasing the lead to 5-2 with a steal of one in the fourth. Dropkin cut the lead to 5-3 with a single in the sixth end before Jacobs sealed the win with three in the seventh. The win moved the Jacobs rink into the final of the A group qualifier of the triple knockout event against Matt Dunstone of Regina, Sask. Saturday afternoon. Round-robin play continues on Sunday with quarterfinal action scheduled for Monday morning.